Star Wars 7x7 episode 3234. With the writer's strike going on, there are definitely going to be some effects on the production of Star Wars storytelling in movies, live action, and animation. We're going to take a moment today to evaluate what those projects are in the pipeline and how they may be affected. Punch it! Hey Rebel Riser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So let's run down, starting with the Ahsoka series, the projects that are currently in development at Lucasfilm that we know about at least. So the Ahsoka series is supposed to debut in August, and one would hope that the folks at Lucasfilm very well understood the possibility of a writer's strike happening in May, and so they hopefully have everything buttoned up so that they can release Ahsoka in August as intended. Moving on to Skeleton Crew, which is the next furthest thing along in terms of production. We don't necessarily know when it's going to release. We weren't even given a year at Star Wars Celebration Europe. But of all things, Jaleel White, who you may best know as Urkel from Family Matters, was being interviewed during an intermission at a hockey game and said that he is part of Skeleton Crew, that he's playing a pirate on the show, and that it is expected to release in November or December of this year. That, of course, has not been confirmed by Lucasfilm, but even if it isn't, the fact that they are in post-production and have been for a while, well, that's pretty good news in terms of whether it can actually make it all the way through to debut on Disney Plus without being affected by the writer's strike. But there are things like making dialogue changes or cutting for time that could affect the editing process. So it's, you know, not exactly safe, but the safest of any project that isn't currently complete. Then we get into the danger zone with The Acolyte, which is Leslie Headland's High Republic series. They're supposed to be done filming in May. The problem is that Leslie Headland is the showrunner and writer for the series, and so there's reason to believe that she might be affected, her work might be affected by the writer's strike. The writers have asked for people who are holding hyphenated titles, like not just writers, but also executive producers, for example, to not perform duties that may affect writing-related things. And that came up with the Andor series. Tony Gilroy had stopped any writing duties, but was still conducting producer duties until he had conversations with the WGA and he was called out for doing these non-writing duties also. And so now he is stopped doing anything entirely, which seems like that would shut down the Andor season 2 production. And if Leslie Headland does the same thing, then The Acolyte could stop production just before it hits that finish line. And then finally, you have season 4 of The Mandalorian, which, similar to Andor, the scripts for that season had been finished prior to the writer's strike going into effect, but it would probably prevent production from actually moving forward, though we don't necessarily know when Mando season 4 was scheduled to go into filming. So yeah, it's hard to say whether that one's going to be particularly affected. On the movie front, as you'll recall, 3 different movies were announced at Star Wars Celebration Europe. The one that appears furthest along that would, if any of the movies were going to take the December 2025 spot on Disney's calendar, it would probably be the Rey Skywalker movie. There had been a writer's room convened, and then Damon Lindelof and Justin Britt Gibson worked on a script, and then they departed the project, and then a guy named Steven Knight came in and was working on the project, and I don't think he's done yet. There was a possibility that he would be finished with the screenplay sometime in the late spring, early summer, but if he got it over the finish line prior to the start of the strike, then we haven't heard about that. But it didn't seem like that was necessarily going to be the case. So that means that no more work is happening on that script, which means production is now, well, they could still do pre-production stuff. They could be doing all sorts of concept artwork But as far as actually getting it closer to a production state, well, yeah, that's going to be on hold. I would imagine that Dave Filoni is also in the process of writing the movie that will be the grand culmination of the various Disney Plus TV series, or at least he's probably started on the ideas for it, and now that's going to stop as well. But that one obviously would have been a little further out anyway. And then James Mangold's Dawn of the Jedi, the sort of biblical epic movie that he wants to make that happens 25,000 years in the past, that one may not ultimately be affected. I guess there was a Swamp Thing movie that he was also associated with that he might want to do, and I don't know. It's not necessarily going to make one switch for the other because of the writer strike situation, but the fact that he doesn't necessarily have a script written for the Star Wars movie just yet, and depending on what the calendar looks like, ultimately the timetable on that one may not be affected unless just everything else pushes out because of the writer strike happening. But not everybody has like made public statements about where they are with their productions or anything like that. Tony Gilroy made a public statement about his Andor situation, and of course he's kind of famously vocal about such things anyway. Now there's one more category of storytelling to talk about, but the situation for that is a little muddier. So the Animation Guild covers writers for animated series, and in this particular case we'd be talking about The Bad Batch and season 2 of Tales of the Jedi, and assuming that it's greenlit, which it probably will be, season 2 of Young Jedi Adventures. There are some folks who hold dual membership in both the Writers Guild of America and the Animation Guild. However, it's not really clear whether the writers of any of these Star Wars animated series are affected by the strike necessarily. Although I will say that Jennifer Corbett, who is the head writer for The Bad Batch, has tweeted with a WGA strike-related hashtag, so one would expect that she was at least in solidarity with it, if not actually affected by it and joining in on it. However, in a weird, ironic way, this whole strike situation actually turns out well for the studios, in one sense at least. On the Disney investor call that we were talking about in yesterday's episode, we talked about the fact that Disney is saying we've got to slow down the production of content for Disney Plus and tie it to what's going to get more subscribers in, and we're seeing movies are the things that drive subscriptions, so we're going to slow down television production, considering the fact that we just talked about 5 different Disney Plus series for Lucasfilm and the fact that they didn't announce any new series at Celebration Europe. Well, yeah, that seems like this whole strike is just going to slow down production on TV series, which is actually something that Disney as a studio wants to do anyway. So that's what I've got for you looking at Star Wars productions that may or may not be affected by the writer's strike, and that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it. As always, and may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.